persecution and martyrdom. I don't think any sane and sound Catholics would ever look for them. But this was the reality of the Matthean community, the reality of the early church, and is still the reality of many places around the world. So many of our brothers and sisters are being persecuted for their faith, and they don't have the freedom to worship because of war, because of violence, because of poverty, because of dictators and the things that are caused by the environment that they're in. And the one thing that I think we have taken for granted here in America is that we have so many masses available at all times, but we make so many excuses of not going to Mass. So we talk much about Christianity and what Christianity should be. The church should do this, the church should do that. The church is not doing this, the church is not doing that. We commentate a lot, but so many few of us are willing to die to ourselves to become Christians in its truest sense, to bear the name of Christ, to be his disciples, to follow him. Just like the Gospel of St. Matthew today, the Lord said very clearly to us that at the right time, it is not us who will speak, but the Spirit of our Father speaking through us. And we will be hated by all at times because of his name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. No one seek persecution or martyrdom, but we should be able to pray to have the strength to bear them when they come. Beginning with how we die to ourselves, our ego, our desire to commentate and make comments on everything, in order to follow him. And saying Stephen taught us that. And that's why the church commemorate St. Stephen's the day right after Christmas, the first martyr and the first deacon of the church. He laid down his life not to justify himself, but because he loved Christ. And his own death had caught the conversion of another saint, Saul. People were throwing their cloaks at the feet of Saul, and Saul witnessed the martyrdom of Stephen. But then Saul became Paul, and he gave him life for the gospel, his life for the truth. My brothers and sisters, as we commemorate Christmas, remember, it's not a one-day thing. We have a whole liturgical season to commemorate Christmas. May we live Christmas every day by the desire to offer and participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass for the salvation of all, and to lay down our life, empty ourselves, to truly follow him who at first loved us.